We are really in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, but I would like to go over quickly Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, because in order to understand Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we have to be fresh in the Sugya Daf Nun Tes Nun Ches Amud Beis. Let's just start from Tana Rabbanan and go over it quickly. Tana Rabbanan. Hischil Mechate V'yoyret Mehechen Hoya Maschil. Now we're speaking about the Matonis Mikeren Mizrochis Droimis. He started on Mizrach Dorim. Dreimis Marovis, Marovis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Mizrochis, Livrei Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva held. He went towards the left. Rabbi Yose Glili Oimer, he started Mikeren Mizrochis Tzvoinis, he started on the Tzatzofen, Tzvoinis Marovis, Marovis Dreimis, Dreimis Mizrochis. Mokeim Sherab Yose Aglili Maschil, that was Mizrochis Dreimis, Mizrachis Tzvoinis, Shom Rabbi Kiva Paisik. That's Rabbi Kiva was Paisik. Markim Shrabbi Kiva Maschil, which was Mizrachis Dreimis, Shom Rabbi Yisek Luli Paisik. The Kula Alma Mio Bul Keren de Poga Bereisha Loi Ovid. So the Gemara said, but his Zicher did not start on the Tzad Meirev. That means when he left, when he went from Mibein HaParoiches to Mizbeach, so when he went towards the Mizbeach, he first was Pegeya, the Tzad Meirev of the Mizbeach. My time, why didn't he start on the Tzad Meirev? Omar Shmuel, the Omar Krov, the Yotza, the Mizbeach, Adinofik, Mikulei Mizbeach, that the Yotza Mizbeach means that he has to go out from the area of Bein HaParoiches LeMizbeach, and he has to be Mitzad Mizrochoi Shel Mizbeach. Ula Rabbi Kiva Nakif Derech Yemin. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, why aren't you Makif Derech Yemin? Now Rashi had explained the reason why, according to Rabbi Kiva, you start on the Keren Mizrochis Droimis, so Rashi says, because Rabbi Kiva held that the Poroiches was open min Hadorim, so therefore he went down Dorimdik, he went down Mitzad Dorim, so therefore he first met up with the Keren Droimis, well the first Keren was Droimis Marovis, but that, said V'yotzal Mizbeach, so the second Keren he met up with was Dreimis Mizrochis, that's why he started from there. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that the Paroiches, well, the Pesach of the Paroiches was Minatzofen, so therefore he went down Mitzatzofen, and he did the first Keren that, in Mitzat Mizrach was Mizrach Tzvoinis. But the Gemara asked to Rabbi Kiva, Nakif Derech Yemin. According to Rabbi Kiva, why doesn't he go Derech Yemin? Why doesn't he go Mitzad Mizrochis Droimis to Mizrochis Tzvoinis? Leime bederome by Yecheskel Kamiflegi, is he Choylek an Rome by Yecheskel, Dome Rome by Yecheskel, Yam Shaoso Shloime, Oimid al Shneim Oso Boko. The Yamshos Shloime was standing on 12 Boker. Shloishe Poinim Tzofoino, Shloishe Poinim Yomo to Mayriv, Shloishe Poinim Negbo to Dorim, Shloishe Poinim Mizrocha, or Yom Aleim Elamaylo, V'cholach Ereim Beiso. Olamato, but you see the way the Torah put it, Olamato shekolpino shata poine lo yu elo derech yemin. So the posik went from Tzofen to Mayrev to Dorim to Mizrach. Par isle dromi bercheskel, malesle dromi bercheskel. That was the Gemara's kasha. Should we say Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Romi by Yecheskel? And Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rami Becheskel. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the kula alma islohu the Rami by Yecheskel. Everyone holds like Rami by Yecheskel. Bahoche bahoke miflegin. The machlokes is as follows: Mar sovar yalfinon ponim michutz. This seder of kopine shata poine It was said by Chutz, it was said by Yam Shel Shloime, that wasn't in the Heichel. So that's, but Sabas of Yafin upon the Michutz, but it's a Giloy, Kopina Shatapain is Yilu, all over, it applies in the Heichel also. That is what Rabbi Yisig Lili holds. Sabas of Yafin upon the Michutz. You do not learn out upon the Michutz. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Kive, Nehei de la Yalef upon the Michutz. Good. There's no limud that you have to go liyamin. Abba, iboy hochi navit, iboy hochi navit. So, why does he say dafke to go derech smil? Why can't you go derech yamin? Oma locho rabbi kive, midine bul keren de poga bereshe bu ovid bereshe. So he says, Emerson, there's another factor over here. He was pegeya first, and the Keren Marovis Droimis. So really, that's a Keren that needs a Nesine, so he should have, the Nesines Hadam should have been then on the Keren. The Omar Eish Lokish, Emeviran Ala Mitzvahs. Vamai Loi Ovid, so why didn't he make the first Matone on Marovis Droimis? Mishum Dechsi V'yotza Ala Mizbeach. Adinofik mikulim mizbeach, that he has to go to the Tzad Mizrach. Vekivin, the Yoi vohu Keren. Good, he was Mekayim now the Viyotso. He did on the Keren Mizrach is Droimis. So now, Hodor Oseilu Keren, the Chayiv Lemeisa Bereshe. So the Dinei Meviran Ala Mitzvahs, we should have done on Keren Droimis Marovis. There's a Xeris HaKosov. You don't do that. Ba'al Kaponim, there's now a Din Kedime, when I'm clearing a Shaila. Should I go now to Keren Mizrochis Tzvoinis or Marovis Droimis? And I don't have any Hachro, because Le'yafinen Pnim Michutz, so without a Hachro, there's Zicher, it's preferable to go to the Keren that there was a Din Kedima Otzei Maviran Ala Mitzvahs. And even though I passed by, but now you go back to it. That is what we had learned yesterday. The boy is Eimo. So now the Gemara wants to say another Teretz. So according to the first Teretz, there was a Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Kive, Yalfinen Pnim Michutz. He says, but if we would be Yalfin and Pnimechutz, so then everyone would hold that you would go Derech Yamin. But Rabbi Kiva holds Lo Yalfin and Pnimechutz. V'iboy Yiseima Yisvir Alon Akofe Beregel. If he would be going around Beregel, the Kulalma Leipligi, the Yalfin and Pnimechutz, if there's a kofa beregel, lo yafin, everyone holds, yafin and ponim mechutz. Bahoche, bahoka miflegi. Mar sova hakofa biyat, umar sova hakofa beregel. The machloikis is it beregel or is it biyat? So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Kiva holds, you make hakofa biyat. So if you make hakofa biyad, so then lo yafinen yad miregel, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you make hakofa beregel. So if you make hakofa beregel, so memele, so then yafinen, and everyone knows yafinen panim mechutz, but yafinen regel miregel. Let us see what Rashi says. Biboy yisayme isfir alon da kofa be mizbeach haptimi beregel hi ka kofa de chitzayin de kulal me yafin en panim mechutz linyin yamin ala svir alu lahani tanoi da kofa be yad ube mekai mai aimed umechate lachal akonis vishen etzach lakif beregel shay kuli eina ala amma ala amma. That is really the second Teretz. About Kaponim, the Gemara differentiates between Hakofa Biyat and Hakofa Beregel. Now, there's a Muyim Dikech Sam Sefer. Like this, we learn the Gemara. It's not similar. The Hakofa Biyat, the Hakofa A kofa beregel is one thing. A kofa beyad is something else. Sam Sefer says, Amoyre de Kezach. Be Emerson, if a person, he says, the tzir of Yam Shel Shloime, where we learn out there, Kolpine Shata Poine Eina Ela Leimin. So Be Emerson, the shot is like this. The person was standing the Mizrach, Pon of Lamayrith, and the Yam Shel Shloime is in front of him. So the Torah says, the Torah says, explains that the Boko, there was Boko, Tzofen, B'mayrev, B'dorim, B'mizrach. That's the Seder of the Posek. So if a person is walking around, he's walking around with Tzad Yamin. That means when he's facing now Mayrev, who walked to Tzofen, walking to Tzofen, he's going Yamin. Now when he's in the Tzad Tzofen, he's facing the Yam Shel Shloime. So when he goes to Ma'ariv, he's also going Derech Yamin, and Mizrach is Derech Yamin. He's walking, he's wherever Ruach is going, he's going Derech Yamin. That is when he's moving around the objects, so then he's going Derech Yamin. If a person is standing in one place, let us say let us say the case of Rabbi Kiva. The case of Rabbi Kiva, he is standing by Mizrach Dor. Mizrach Dor. So the kasha is, where should he go? Where should he go? Rabbi Kiva says he goes to Ma'ariv, the Reim is Marov. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. If he's going to Ma'ariv Dorim, Lamaise he's going to end up by the Yamin. He's going Mismoil the Yamin. He's going to end up by the last place he's going to end up is going to be on the right side. The last Karen is going to be Mizrach Tzofen, which is the right side. Now let us just think for 1 minute. When we bench Chanukah left, we start from the left candle the second day and go right. So the din of Kol Pinish after Poine LeYamin is you start from Smoil to go to Yamin, to end up at Yamin. Which is the right cook, which is the right Keren? That when he's standing by the Keren, Droimis Mizrachis, he's standing by the Keren Droimis Mizrachis. So Memele, the right Keren is Tzvoinis Mizrachis. That's the right Keren. That's on his right side. And he's not moving. So it could very well be by going Smoil, by going Marovis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Mizrachis, and then going to Tzvoinis Marovis, and then Tzvoinis Mizrachis, he is going Liyamin, by going Mismoil Liyamin. By going the other way, if he would go this way, he's going Smoil. He's going Miyamin Lismoil. That's what he's going. This is not like the case of the Yam Shel Shloime, by the Yam Shel Shloime. By the case of the Yam Shel Shloime, when he's walking around the Yam, when you're Makif Beregel, so then wherever you're going Liyamin. Then you're going Liyamin. But if he's staying in one place, so Lemaise, by going, if you want to go Liyamin, you go Mismoil Liyamin. That's how you go to Yamin. So Memele, the Chassam Sofer says that is Pshat in the Gemara. It's not Poradumadik Loyal Finon Yad Mi Regel. This is Regel, this is Yad. No, it's Amoyer de Columbus. I also hold you go Liyamin. But when you go Liyamin, if you're staying in one place, so the Pina Liyamin is you go Mismoil Liyamin. That is the Pina Liyamin. I'm going to end up by the Tzad Yamin, and that will be the Keren Mizrachis Tzefoinis. So that is Pshat Lo Yalfin and Yad Miregel. And he holds, so the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara says, the boy is Eima, is Svir Elon, Isvir Elon, now there's a big tumult in this. Zum Beispiel by the Nanuim, the Minig, okay, matters if you turn around, if you stand in one place by the Nanuim. How you're going. If you're gonna turn around, then you take a going liyamin. If you turn around like the Minig of the Ramo, you go clockwise, and you turn around, then you take a going liyamin. If you stand in one place, then we have a problem. The boy is same. So now, So that's what the Sam Sofer says Pshat in the Gemara. Isvir elon hakofe beregel. If Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili would both agree that you're walking around the Mizbeach Hazov, the Kula Alma loy pligi, the Yalfinen ponim michutz, everyone holds Yalfinen ponim michutz, and Memele, and you would go towards the Yamin. Rabbi Kiva holds Hakofe Biyad. So Hakofe Biyad, so Memele al-Sedin of Hakofe Biyad. Of that, you're going, so the Yamin is Mismoyle Yamin. So therefore you go from the Keren, Droimis Mizrochis, to the Keren Droimis Marovis, and that is the Yamin. And Mar Sova Hakofe Beregel. The boy is Eimer. So now the Gemara wants to say another teretz. The Kula Alme Hakofe Biyat. Everyone holds Hakofe Biyat. Behoche Behoche Miflagi. And the Machloikis is, so that means that Rabbi Yossi Haglili also holds Hakofe Biyad. Mar Sovar Yalfinon Yad Miregel. Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that you learn out Yad Miregel. So that means even though theoretically you're going L'Smoil, theoretically you're ending up by the Tzad Smoil, but you learn out Yad Miregel. And just like if he would be walking around, so that would be the Seder Ahiluch, so Yalfinin Yad Miregel. Umar Sobal Lo Yalfina. And he holds Lo Yalfina. Now, there's a kasha on this Gemara. Aces Be'emison. The way the Chassam Sofer says, L'chayr Bifa Emphat the Kasha. There's a Mordechai Kasha over here. The Gemara wants to say now that Sai Rabbi Kiva, Sai Rabbi Yose Glili hold it's Hakofe Biyat. Let's forget about the Chassam Sofer 1 minute. With the Chassam Sofer says, I'm Mordechai Kalomdis. Chassam Sofer says, Lo Yalfina Yad Miregel is not Pshat Lo Yalfina, no. No, pshat is that the yamin is the other way around. Yitake poinet derech yamin. Le'yofinin yad miregel is not the way we said le'yofinin pnim mechutz. Le'yofinin pnim mechutz is I don't have a limit. I can do whatever I want. Le'yofinin yad miregel means that the zikha din yamin, but the direction is not the way it is by regel. The direction is takert. But that's the tzad. But lulei the chesam sofer, so we learn the Gemara the poshit lo yalfinen yad miregel. You don't learn out yad miregel. So memele, so the whole din of poinelim min was said by regel and by yad lo yalfinen yad miregel. So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva holds lo yalfinen yad miregel. And Rabbi Yose Glili holds Yalfinen Yad Miregel. So the Taisus Yishonim asks Avoyer de Kekashe. Why do you have to say Rabbi Yose Glili holds Lo Yalfinen Yad, Rabbi Yose Glili holds Yalfinen Yad Miregel? Rabbi Yose Glili holds also Lo Yalfinen Yad Miregel. So Lo Yalfinen Yad Miregel means, so I don't have any limud. So why does Rabbi Yose Glili hold you go from Tzofen, Mizrach Tzofen, to Meirev Tzofen? You know why he holds that? Because the Gemara before said along this, because Rabbi Yose Glili, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yose Glili end up by the Keren Mizrach Tzfoynes? So Rashi says, because Rabbi Yose Glili holds that the Pesach of the Paroiches was Betzofen. So he first met up with the Kerem of Marovis Tzvoinis. But he couldn't be nice in the Maton on this Kerem because it was V'yotel HaMizbeach. So he went over here. So Lo Yalfinon, if Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel, so that means there's no limud. So I can do whatever I want. So if I can do whatever I want, you know what I do? I go to Kerem Marovis Tzvoinis because Al Tadina Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Just like the Gemara said before, according to Rabbi Kiva, of Lo Yalfinim, Chutz Mipnim. So if you don't have any direction, so then there's the Seyed of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So you go to the Keren, you pass by. So Mamela, that could be, is the Svar of Rabbi Yosef Glili also. The Gemara, and this is the Taisus Yishonim's Kasha and Rashi, the Taisus Yishonim Shlongs of Rashi because of this Kasha. That's when the Taisus Rosh also asked this Kasha. So Mamela, Kasha. If the Teret should be that everyone holds that it's Hakofi B'yad, Lo Yalfin and Yad Miregel, so you know, so I don't have any limud. If I don't have any limud, so Mamela, so according to Rabbi Kiva, the Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs was the Keren Marovis Dorimis, so therefore he goes from Mizrach Dorim to Ma'ariv Dorim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds the Keren that we were Mava was the Keren Tzvoinis Marovis. So Memela, so after he finishes the Keren Mizrachis Tzvoinis, he goes to the Keren Marovis Dorimis. This Kasha that Taisis Yishonim asks on Rashi. But according to the Chassam Sofer, it's beautiful. According to the Chassam Sofer, Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel is not the same like Lo Yalfinin Pnim Mechutz. Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel means that everyone knows you go Pnim, you go Derech Yamin. But the direction how you go towards Yamin. If you hold Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel, that means you have to go Yamin, but to have to go to mean, it means you go Mismoyle Yamin. That is the Taich Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel. But that is the say that have to go to Yamin. So if the Gemara would have said that Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel, so in Melis of the Diakasha and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so why do you go from the Keren Mizrach Tzofen to the Keren Ma'ariv Tzofen? You should go from the Keren Mizrach Tzofen. You should go to Mizrach Dorim. If you hold Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel. So therefore the Gemara they say that no, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Yalfinin Yad Miregel. So it's a beautiful teretz on Shitas Rashi according to the Chassam Sofer. So where are we up to now? We're up to now that the Gemara wants to say that Sai Rabbi Kiva, Sai Rabbi Yosef Glili hold your makif biyat. The machlokes is the Rabbi Kiva holds Lo Yalfinin Yad Miregel, and Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Yalfinin Yad Miregel. Ek de Gemore v'sova Rabbi Yosi Aglili hakofe biyat? Does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold that take he stood in one place and he was makif biyat? V'midiktoni seife Rabbi Lezer oimer b'mkoimoy hoya oimedu mechate. We learned, let's look at our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we had a machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer. The Tanakam said he started from Keren Mizrachis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Marovis. Now this is mamish the lotion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Baraisa. Rabbi Lezer says, Bim Koimoy Hoya Oimeid Umechate. Rabbi Lezer says he stood in one place. The Tanakam says that he didn't stand in one place. That's the machlokes of the Tanakame. And he, in the direction that he went was Mizrachis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Marovis. Now this is the Loshen, the only Tane that says you go in this direction. This is Rabbi Yosef Glili. Miker Mizrachis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Marovis, Marovis Droimis, Droimis Mizrachis. So, So the Gemara asks Midiktani Sefer, Rabbi Lezer Oime Bim Koimoy Hoya Oime. So Rabbi Lezer is the Tane, which direction did he go? He went, it could be went in the same direction. But Rabbi Lezer holds Bim Koimoy Hoya Oime. Umechate. Michlal de Tane, that's Rabbi Lezer. Michlal de Tane Kame Lois Virelei. The Tane Kame holds he was Makif Beregel. The Tane Kame holds he was Makif Beregel. So who is this Tane Kame? So it can't, we only know of three Tanoim. We know of a Rabbi Lezer that holds Bim Koimai Hoyoimit. We know of a Rabbi Kive that holds that he started Bekeren Mizrochis Droimitz. And the only other Tane that says that you started Bekeren Mizrochis Tfoinis is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And from our Mishnah, we see that this Tana that holds your start from Mizroch is Tzvoinis holds your Makif Beregel. Is Michlal the Tana Kama Leisvirelei? He doesn't hold Bim Koimoy Hoyoimid. The Tana Kama holds that the Tana Kama of our Mishnah that says he started Bekeren Mizroch is Tzvoinis, this Tana holds he was Makif Beregel. So the Gemara says, so we can't say this teretz, that everyone holds your makiv biyad, and the machloikis is, if yalfinin yad miregol or no. Fakert, it's not fakert. If your makiv biyad, lo yalfinin yad miregol. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's beautiful because your makiv miyad, so the tzad yamin is mismoyle yamin. No, marsova hakofe biyad, u marsova hakofe beregel. Now we'll say the goyin's girse, u behoko miflegi. What is the machloikis? Why does Rabbi Kiva hold hakofe biyad? And why does Rabbi Yose Glili hold hakofe beregel? Marsova, soviv de mizbeach pnimi. It says soviv by the mizbeach pnimi. Kisoviv the mizbeach achitza. So just like the mizbeach apnimi that it says soviv, so how was the soviv accomplished? By being makif beregel. So the soviv of the mizbeach apnimi is also accomplished through being makif beregel. Umar sovar. That's the svore of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Umar sovar, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kulei mizbeach pnimi b'mokaim chodo keren de mizbeach chitzay. Rabbi Kiva holds the whole mizbeach hapnimi was one amma. So this was equivalent to one keren. So memele, by one keren, by the maton of one keren, there was no hiluch. There was no hiluch by the maton of one keren. So since the whole Mizbeach HaPnimi is in equivalent in its dimensions to one Keren, so Memele, so Fakert. So just like by one Keren, there was a Matona without a Hiluch, so here the Matonais on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are equivalent to one Keren, and the Matonas have to be made without a Hiluch, and that's why he holds Bim Koimoy Hoya Oimet. Let us see Rashi. Michlal de Tane Kame Leishoni Lei Bein Akofas Pnimi Lechitzai. The Tane Kame Michlal de Tane Kame Leishoni Lei Bein Akofas Pnimi Lechitzai. There's no difference between Akofas Pnimi Lechitzai Elishneyen Beregel. That's what the Tane Kame holds. That, because Rabbi Lezer says, Bim Koimai Hoyoimid. And the Tane Kama holds, no, that you walk around. Just like the Chatas Chitzain was Beregel, the Chatas Pnim was also Beregel, the Tane Kama, the Mas Nisan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Do Kibose Koma Bebraisa. The only Tane that we can find that holds that you start from the Keren, Mizroch is fine, is that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Beraisa. Now the Gemara explains what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds you learn Soviv, the Mizbech Hapnimi, the Chsiv, the Alkalnis, the Mizbech Soviv. No, the Soviv is Zech Hapnimi, the Chsiv, Alkalnis, the Zech Soviv, the Soviv is Zech Hachitzim. And Ma Zebe Regel, Av Zebe Regel. And Rabbi Kiva holds, Bim Kaim Oyoimed, Bim Mokim, Chode Keren, Sha Keren, Shal Chitzain, Amo Al Amo. One Karen was Amo Al Amo, so Memele, so Fakert, so this is similar to the Mizbeach Achitzain. The whole Mizbeach is similar to a Karen of the Mizbeach Achitzain. She's just like over there, there was a Matana without a Hiluch. So here the Matanas also have to be made without a Hiluch. Anye, Omar Rabbi Yishmoel, Shnei Kayhanim Gdoilem Nishtairu B'Migdash Rishon, or the Zageiris, or the Zanakairis, or the Migdash Rishon. Ze Oimer B'Yodi Hikafti, Ze Oimer B'Ragli Hikafti. And each one related that how they made it. So one Kohen Gadol said that he had made it a kofer biyad. Zoyme beragli kafti. Ze noisen tam ledvorov. Ze noisen tam ledvorov. Ze noisen tam ledvorov. Soviv de mizbeach pnimi ke soviv de mizbeach achitzain. Okay. That you learn out soviv is also like mizbeach achitzain was a kofer beregel. So the mizbeach pnimi is also a kofer beregel. So noisen tam ledvorov kol mizbech pnimi v'mokim chod de keren de chitzin koi. It's similar to whole mizbech, similar to one keren amal ame. So just like over there, there was a matana without hiluch. See, there's also a matana without hiluch. Now let us see for 1 minute. There's a Taisus Yeshanim over here. Taisus Yeshanim asks. Shneika let the Taish Shanim is an Daphne Testament base. Shneika Hanim Gdoilem Nishtairo. Koshali, the Peperg base the Tmuram Rinon, Kimi Mois Moshe Vaatche Mais Yosef Ben Yezer, Vehos Alehosa Machlekes Be Yisrael. Had the ifligu, so till Yosef ben Yehezer, there wasn't a machlekes. Had the ifligu b'smiche b'soif shnei, there was a machlekes in smiche at the end of the years of Yosef ben Yehezer. The botzaliba, then already the oilam became shvach, and there was a machlekes already. Aber, till Yosef ben Yehezer, I mean that's it. Yosef ben Yehezer was by the bayis sheni. There was no machlekes by klal Yisrael. Fregt der Teisus Yishonim, pe ilo hoche, mash me de ifle gubo, mi migdash rishin. There was already a machloikis by migdash rishin. I a kofe biyad, oi beregel. Behainu nami, kemoi plukte der Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Yosi Yaglili. Fregt der Teisus, the Gemara says, in Tamura till Rabbi Yosi Ben Yezer, there wasn't a machloikis by Klal Yisrael. And here we see this machloikis of the later Tanoim, of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, was a machloikis to Kahanim Gdoyla. So Taisus says to Lutzer. V'shemo im hoyu boyim leminyin, hoyu yechoylem lahaskel al ha'emes. So Taisus says to Lutzer. The first Taisus says, what do you mean there wasn't a machloikis by Yisrael? I mean, the zikher, this one held like this, and this one held like this, but there wasn't a machlokes b'Yisrael means they came together, they each one spoke out the tainus, and they came to achlote. So, memele, there was no machlokes. Beishamei and beisil, there was a machlokes. They couldn't come together, they couldn't come to achlote. Till Yosef ben Yehezer, whenever there was chiluki days, they came together, and they came to achlote. That's what was. So Memela, so Taisus in the first Teret says, these two Kahanim Doilim never came together. That's true. That's what called it was a Machloikis. That means, theoretically, if they would have come together, they could have come to Achlota. Lamaisa, they never came together. So it's no stira to the Gemara and Temura. That's the first Teret. Inami, a second Teret, Iovit Hochi Ovet, Iovi Hochid, Iovat Hochi Ovat, L'Rabbi Shmuel. So the second teretz of Tosfos is that Rabbi Shmuel held that you can do whatever you want. It's not a machloikis. That means that we were learning till now. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. Does it have to be a kofa biyad? Have to be a kofa beregel? Rabbi Shmuel held you can do whatever you want. You could make a kofa biyad. You could make a kofa beregel. That sheet is Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there wasn't taka machloikis. I mean, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is bringing. Rabbi Shmuel is saying that there's no machloikis. That's the second teretz of Taisvus. This is two way fun on how to do it. Okt the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, we heard in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer holds two things. It says in the Mishnah, number one, it says in our Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer holds that there was a kofa biyad, but it also says in the Mishnah the Seder according to Rabbi Lezer how it was. So the Mishnah says, "Val kulon hoya noisein milamato lemailo," that all the matonis, the other three kronis, were milamato lemailo. Chutz mizu shahoisa lefonov, the keren that he was facing, shahoya noisein milamalo lemato. This was milamalo lemato. So the Gemara says, this mahalach in Rabbi Elazar, that all the other matonis were mile mato lemailo. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mas nisin moni Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Lezer held. The Sanya. Rabbi Meir oimer, Rabbi Lezer oimer, bimkoimei oimeid umechateim. Rameya said, Rabbi Lezer also bim koimei oimed umechate val kulon hoyo noisin mimalo lemato. Rabbi Lezer said that, Rameya said, Rabbi Lezer hold that on the three krones he went mimalo lemato. Not only the keren shayoimed before, no, he meant mimalo lemato. No, on three corners he went mimalo lemato chutz me oiso shebal achlach balachsoin. The one that was the agonally facing him, that one shenoisein mimato lemailo. That keren was mimato lemailo. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, the shamina lei, the omar mishum Rabbi Lezer hochi. Rabbi Yehuda says that's Rabbi Lezer hochi. Balkulon hun noisein milamailo lemato. Meir says that according to Rabbi Lezer, all three kronis were milamailo lemato. So Rashi is like, bizu shalafon of the one that's standing in front, that he's standing in front of, al kolchay, kedesh la yosef hadam lesoich beis yod, in order to prevent that the dam should not drip on his sleep. The oil vigavoyahu Yoiser miyodoi, since the keren is gavoya yoiser miyodoi, so he cannot face, he can't have roshe etzba oisov lamato. It has to be lamailo. So tzachli is roshe etzba oisov lamailo. Bimoyshech milamato lamailo. If it'll be moyshech milamato lamailo. Hadam zov l'soich beis yodoi. So the dam will be zov l'soich beis yodoi. Uba oi son some meile. So therefore he has to go milamailo lamato. Uba oi son shel tzdodim. It's also noisin keder shehischel bezu. So the ones on the side, he also does the same way. It seems he shouldn't change the oifen hamatone. Chutz mi oiso shebalachsen, besides the one that is diagonally facing him, shehi rachoike, this is far away from him, bimbo limshoich milamailo lemata, if he'll be moishich, he'll be going milamailo lemata, toirechuloi liyois kofuf, that he'll, in order that the kol zman hamatone, he'll be bent over, upoishet zroyoi, and his hand is stretched out, ad kalois hamatone. That means he has to be bent over, the hand stretched out, ad kalois hamatone. And it would seem that, if the Nanuim from the Greiser Rebbes took time, so Mestome, the Matone of the Kohen Gadol also took time. So Rashi explains over here the difficulty that the Kohen Gadol will have. That means, so if he's going milamailo lamata, so the Kol's man hamatone, he is bent over, number one. Number two, his hand is stretched out the whole time. If there's the kahanim huduchen, if it bothers them when the thinking of the hand is stretched out, al kaponim, there are two uncomfortable positions over here. He's bent over and the hand is stretched out till he's goyma the matone. Till he's goyma the matone. So memele, so that you don't have to do. Elo. So therefore, it's milamato lemailo. Al mishakoifet guva yapoishet zroye masre lemato. The niskapa oilech lemailo. So memele, the matone is going up. So memele, as the matone progresses, his hand is not stretched out so much, and his guf is not bent over so much. That was the svore that Rameya held according to Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Rabbi Eleza Oima, this is what it says in our Mishneh. Bim koimai oimeid umechatei, va'al kulon hu noisein milamato lamalo. All of them were, the ones on his side were also milamato lamalo, chutz mizu shayse lefon of mamish, that his sleeve should not get full of dam. So Rashi says, what is the svore of milamato lemailo? Shekach noyach loy lechol achoikis. This is more convenient by all the kronis. It is easier for him to go milamato lemailo. Except the one that's in front of him, the leinetav say monei kedefrishes. We had further in the Mishneh, hizo mimenu al torei shel mizbeach. That he was maza after the dalet matonis, he was maza al torei shel mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, mai torei, oma rabbe barav shile, palge de mizbeach, that he was maze on the koisel hamizbeach, in the middle of the koisel, the middle of the koisel of the mizbeach, he was maze. Now, how is this merumis in the word toroi? Kide omre inchi toar tiro, when it became midday, vavi palge de yoime. So the lotion, this lotion of Torah Tiro is goes on midday. So who adin, when the Tana wanted to say the middle of the Kaisel HaMizbeach, so he said Torah Yishal Mizbeach, the middle of the Mizbeach. Meisvei, we learned in the Baraisa, Kshum Mazayin Mazal Loi Al Gabi Ha'Eper, Loi Al Gabi HaGecholim, I have news for you. He was not maza on the koisel hamizbeach. He was maza on the gag hamizbeach. And before he was maza, he went to clear the eif and the gecholim, which were on the mizbeach, azov from the ktoiris, and then he was maza. Hello, Omar Rabbi Barav Shile. You know what the taitch of Torah Shem Mizbeach is? Al Giluyo de Mizbeach. And the Moki Megule, when there was nothing obstructing the Mizbeach, that's called Torah Shem Mizbeach, the Sivach Etzem Ashmayim Lotoya, which is a lotion of Gilui. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rashi says,
הפלגה דמזבח באמצע גוי וקוסלוי. תואר תירו תרגם של צהריים שבחצי היום. זאת גמור הביתה. עניה, חנניה אומר, now there's a שאלה, where was the Kohen standing, in what ruach was the Kohen standing when he was mazeh on the Mizbeach. So we have here Machloikis, Hananya and Rabbi Yossi. Tanya, Hananya Oimer, Bitzad Tzifoini Unoisen. That he's mazeh Bitzad Tzifoini, Mizrochis Tzifoinis. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Bitzad Droimi Unoisen. Rabbi Yossi holds that he was mazeh the tzad of Mizrochis Doremis. B'mai kamefligi, mar sovar pischo bedorem koi, umar sovar pischo betofen koi. Let us see Rashi. Chananya oimer betzad tzfoini oyonoisim. Kol sheva hazoye, let us see Rashi. Chananya oimer betzad tzvoini hoyonoisin. Kol sheva hazois. Chananya so the are betzad tzvoini. And the Gemara says, mar tzovar pischa bedorem koi. Chananya holds pischa bedorem koi. So Rashi explains. Chananya sovar pesach de poroiches bedorem. The pesach of the poroiches was bedorem. The chinofik, so he went out. The Marovis Droimis Poga, so the first Karen he was Pegeya was Marovis Droimis. Bohosam Loyoiv Bereshe Chiti de Kronis. He was the first Nesina was not on Karen Marovis Droimis. Kedamoran Adenap, we said before, the Yotso. Adenofik le Mizrochis, Adenofik is Mizrochis Droimis, who's the Yotso, the Yoiv. And then, Vohodo, Le Marovis Droimis. Then he went back to Marovis Droimis, Le Shmuel. Mishum de Boho, Ichayev Bereshe, Kidamor and Lael, like a Bekiva. Umishom, Le Marovis, Sfoinis. Sfoinis Mizrochis. So he ended up by Sfoinis Mizrochis. According to Rabekiva, that was the last place he ended up, Tzvoinis Mizrochis. Va'osam v'gomrei l'chitui. So there, when he was goyma, the Nesina, Yoiv Sheva Hazoy. And the place where the last Nesina was, that was where he made the Hazor. So according to Chananya, Chananya holds that the Hazor was Betzofen, because he holds that the Pesach Aparoiches was Bedorim, so therefore the last Matana was Betzofen, Tzofen Mizrach, so that's where he made the Hazoy. Rabbi Yossi Sovar Pesach Betzofen, Koma B'Masnisin, previous Mishnah Hilkach, B'Mizrochis Tzefoinis Maschu, B'Droimis Mizrochis Mesayim, so that the Vahosam Yoim L'Hazoy, so the Hazoy was the tzad droimi mizrochis. Tzvekitzer, the kula alma, let's see the gemara, miho, heiched de gomron matonis de kronis, hosem yoiv algagi. He says, both of them hold, tzai chananya, tzai rabbi yoisi hold, that in the ruach, the area that he was goymer, the matonim, in that area, that's where he made the hazor, the sheva hazois. My time, o makro, v'tiaroi, v'kitshoi. Mokaim shekitshoi, shom tiaroi. So there's a droshe, that the mokaim, where the kiddush was, we'll see the kiddush is the matonis, that's where he made the hazoya, the tare. Let us see what Rashi says. B'mokaim shekitshoi, b'karnoiso, Shom tiaroi behazois. So there's a drosha. He says there's a drosha. Lechair, it's very modne. The seid, al kaponim, it says over here, the way Rashi Fataych says, the hazoya was the tahare, the kiddush was the nesine. By it is that way, that mafashtein. But al kaponim, but the kiddush was before the tahare. I mean, he made the nesine before he made the hazoya. And the Pasuk says, Fakert, v'tiyaroi v'kitshoi. That the Tare is the Mokim where the Kiddush was. So, first of all, so the Choyche said, v'kitshoi v'tara. The Teotamim brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Tare maybe l'day Kedusha, but said, v'tiyaroi v'kitshoi. But al kaponim, in the Seder ha'avoide, it was Fakert. The Seder ha'avoide, the Kiddush was before the Tare. It was like, Yom Kippur was like Pesach, he say, Kadesh or Rechatz. The Kedusha comes before the Tare. But it seems that was the Seder over here. The Seder was Kitshoi and then Taharoi. Also, it's interesting, the Rashi in Chumash says, V'tiaroi Misha'ov, Al-Sha'ovar, V'kitshoi Al-Osid Lovoi. So it's also modern. They made the Kiddush and the Osid Lovoi before they made the Tar and the Ovar. Beisach Nish. Abel Kaponim, that's what it says in the Gemara. Now, let's just ask a pertinent kasha, which I found the Svas Emes asked the kasha, but we'll put this kasha on hold till we learn the next Gemara. The Svas Emes asked, it comes out like this, Bekitzer, it comes out that the Hazoya was made in the Keren where he was up to. That means he was up to, this was the last Maton of the Keren, so he was standing over here, so he made the Hazoya And that mokim and the mizbeach where he was standing. And how do you know this? Adroshe, v'tiroi v'kitshoi. Like the Svas Emes, why didn't you say ein mavirin ala mitzvahs? He's here already, and he has to make hazoyo. Let us say ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. The Gemara Masach Nishvissin, the Kvanei mavirin ala mitzvahs. But he blives with the kasha. But Benison, we have to see the next Gemara on this kasha, and then we'll see if it is a kasha, if it's not a kasha. Next Gemara says, Shiyore Adom, ho yeshoifech al yesoid marovi shal mizbeach hachitze. The Shiyore Adom, now we finished the matonis and the heichol, we finished the hazoya. Now the rest of the dam, he went out into the azore, ho yeshoifech al yesoid marovi shal mizbeach hachitze. Yesoid marovi means this was the marovis sephoinis. This was the Yisoid Maravis Sefoinis. Omakro, because the Pasuk says, there's cold, so the Gemara says, how do you know that you're Shoifer and the Yisoid Maravis? The Omakro, there's cold dam hapor yishpoich. You should pour out the dam hapor. We'll see this speaking about the Pahelim Dover, but we learn that one from the other. The Chinofik, and as soon as he goes out, Bahu poga bereish. So lechayre the Gemara it says you have to be shayfer, and which yisoid as soon as he's walking out from the heichel, which yisoid does he bump into? He bumps into the yisoid of marav, yisoid maravi tzvaynis, maravi tzvaynis. That's the first yisoid he meets. And there's a mitzvah shvicha. So lechayre the pashtus of the Gemara is saying, that ain't mavirin ala mitzvahs, that you have to make shviche, and the first yisoid you meet the yisoid of the yisoid maravi, which means maravis tzvoinis. So then we zikha can appreciate this vasemesis kasha. So why before didn't the Gemara say this? Now let us look at Rashi. Rashi says, the omakro gabi pa koyin mashiach veskol damapo. Betanya b'teiras koinim hapol kol l'rabis b'ayim akipurim. This is the speaking about pakoyim Mashiach. The skoldam hapol the betanya b'teiras koinim hapol l'rabis b'ayim akipurim shishiyorim nishpochem liyisoid asher pesach oyel moyit. Now here Rashi brings a posik. Nishpochem it says liyisoid asher pesach oyel moyit. Zay Yisoid Marovi. Rashi brings a posik. It says it should be on the Yisoid, which is Pesach Oyel Moyed, by the Pesach of the Oyel Moyed. That is the Yisoid. That Yisoid. So Rashi brings a posik. Not what it says in Agamore. Agamore says, fine. Now let's go a little further. We'll come back to this also. But the Zichre Emachloikis, from what Rashi says to the Gemara. The Gemara by Stoyis Talomdus is Al Tema Viran Ala Mitzvahs. And Rashi brings the Posek, Liyisoyda Shepesach Oyel Moyed, Say Yisoyd Marovi. Now let's go a little further. Vishal Mizbeach Achitzein, O Yeshoyfech Al Yisoyd Deroimis. Our Mishnah said, by Achatos Chitzeino, the dam was Nishpach Al Yisoyd Deroimis. That means that was the Yisoid of Ma'ariv Dorim. Zogt der Tana Rabbana, Yisoid HaMizbeach, Zeh Yisoid Droimis. Ata Oime Yisoid Droimis, Oy Eine Elo Yisoid Marovis, Ma'ariv Tzofen, Amret Yilmad Yiridosei Min HaKevesh, Li Yitziyosei Min HaHeichel. We'll learn out one from the other. Ma Yitziyosei Min HaHeichel, Bisamuch Loi. Just like when Yitziyosim in the Heichel, when he leaves the Heichel. So which Yisoid is he Shaifach the Yisharayim? From the Yisoid that he's close with. Ve'eze ze Yisoid Marovi. Afiridosim in the Kevesh. Besomach loi. Ve'eze ze Yisoid the Roimi. So Mamela, we learn out the Chatas Chitzoina from the Chatas Pnimi. Just like by the Chatas Pnimi, The Shvichas HaShiraim is on the Yisoid HaSamach Loi. See, it's also the Yisoid HaSamach Loi. And here, when he gets off the Kevesh, the Yisoid HaSamach Loi is Yisoid Deroimi. Let us see Rashi. Yisoid HaMizbeach HaMura Bechatos HaChitzoin. Ochi Gassina. Amrit Yilmad Yiridosei Min HaKevesh. Yiridosei Min HaKevesh Bechitzoinis. Litziyosei Min HaHeichel. B'Shiraim HaPnimi Mibiyodi. We learn out the chitzayne from the pnimis. Zeve ze chitzayne pnimis, yomatzosom chitzayne shloipuresh behem le'eze yisoy, mina mafoyresh, mina pnimis. And here again Rashi says, and how do you know that pnimis is the yisoyd marovi? Shekosov behem, this is befeyresh, el yisod hamizbeach, asher pesach oyel moid, it says called the yisoyd which is by the pesach, who yisoyd marovi. So Memele, from this Gemara by Stoyis Virashi, that Fakert, by the Chatas Apnimi, you have a Posik, that it's the Yisoid Marovi. It says Pesach HaYom Moed. You learn now, so just like that, Samachloi, it's also Samachloi. Now, in order to appreciate our Gemara a little better, just let us learn a Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and Memele will see what Rashi, what's flying. The Badam Taisvis, Ein Maviren al Hamitzvis. The Gemara brings down here the Yesod, Ein Maviren al Hamitzvis. Beperik Ezel Mekoimon, Gabi Shiyore Hadom, now the Taisvis brings down our Gemara in Zvochem. Beperik Ezel Mekoimon, Gabi Shiyore Hadom, O Yeshoifech, O Yesoid Marovi, that's by the Chatas Pnimis, Koma Bigmore Maitaime, Tersiv al Yesoy Mizbach Oilo, Asha Pesach Oil Moyed, Ahid Ahud Poga by Bereshe. So Tais brings down the Girsa, Ahud Pesach Oil Moyed, that's what the Pasuk says, Ahud Poga by Bereshe. Umashme Mishum, Deim Aviran Allah Mitzvah. Avol Rashi Leigoras Ahud Poga by Bereshe in Zvochim, and who are then by us? Allah mi Pesach Oil Moyed Kogom Allah. You learn that it's the Yisoid Marovi because it's Pesach Oil Moed. The Yisoid Marovi Shom Izbech have a Keneged HaPesach. V'chein Mashma Osam B'Gemorah that it doesn't work Al Tein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. Because the Gemorah, the next Gemorah we just learned, Kabi Shiyori Yadom Yishayfer Yisoid Deroimim Meforish the Yilmad Yiridosim in HaKevish Litziyosim in HaHeichel Ma Yitziyosim in HaHeichel B'Samach Loidani Yisoid Marovi Yavridosim in HaKevish B'Samach Loidani Yisoid Deroimim. So Taisa says, "Me'ain me'viren ala mitzvus koyalef lepnimiyim." If the mekayer of the chatas pnimi is out the klal of me'viren ala mitzvus nishbach ma yisoid marovi, amai pshita leitvei bepnimiyim shehein be yisoid marovi mi bechitzim be yisoid deroimi. So why is the pnimi more posh than the chitzim? Idividi shayach butaim the meviran ala mitzvahs. You walk down the kevish, so you're next to the yisoid deroimi. You walk out of the heichel, you're next to the yisoid marovi. It's not you learn out chitzim from pnimi. They're both the same reason. They meviran ala mitzvahs. וכן משמר יש פרש קודשי קודושים, דפור שיועי דום בהד יקסיב בו, אשר פסח או ילמוד. ביסיס קלוי לא נעפה מפוסק, not because הם מבירן על המצוות. ואם תאימה ולא מליקרו, עמי לא נעפקה מדרש לא כשתה מבירן על המצוות, וקטייסס גוד, I have a multitude of rayas that by say it's like Rashi, that you learn not from a posik. אבל פקטייסס, why didn't you say the lomnes of a מבירן על המצוות? ויש לאימה דלא שייכה דרש לא כש, אלא איך דבינה למוות תלוויו. שיש להקדם הוא דפוגע בי ברש, אבל איך דלא הבדינן על אחד, loy gamrine minay de navid le tod le khudem le navid le shaynay tod so pshat in taisvis teretz is a beautiful teretz taisvis says as follows the klal of ein maviren ala mitzvis means eche de ove tavai that means let us say where we had ein maviren ala mitzvis we had ein maviren ala mitzvis that the koyin first came to the keren marovis droimis that he came to keren marovis droimis if it wasn't that ein maviren ala mitzvis you should go here. The pasuk says you go Mizrach is Dreimis, but afterwards you go to here. Now here, because we know one thing, we know you have to give a matana on all four kodes. That we know. The pasuk says all four kodes. Now the shaila is, which one do you start with? So there's a klal. Listen, if I have to give a matana on all four kodes, that I know, and I bumped with this one first. So do this one first. That's the klal mevirin al mitzvah. That means, if I know that the mitzvah should be done over here, and the shaila is when to do it, so you do it first, because that's the klal mevirin al mitzvah. Now let us go the case in our Gemara. In our Gemara, the kain is coming out from the heichol, he's coming into the Azore. Now he has to be shayfach the shirayim and the yesod. Where on the Yisod is there the mitzvah? You have a Said Marovi, you have a Said Doremi. Where should he do it? I don't know. One place I have to be Shaykh. Where I have to, haven't the faintest idea. There's no such klal. You know, as Ein Maviren Ala Mitzvahs, I'll prove that this is the Mokem HaSmicha. There's no such klal. Ein Maviren Ala Mitzvahs was only said when I know that there is a mitzvah to do it here. So do it first. That's the din of Maviren al Mitzvahs. But to be mechadish that the mitzvah is here because I'm standing next to it, and next to Kitov. So that is what Taisvah says. Taisvah is Maida Tarashi, and Taisvah is Maichika Gizda. So Sepasni Shein Maviren al Mitzvahs. That's what Taisvah says. So Memele, the Kasha of the Svasemis is not Shver. The Svasemis is the Kasha, the Gemara declares, where's the Mokim of the seven Hazoyas? So the Gemara says, no, the Mokim Seven Azoyis is where the last Matana was. And then there's a Droshe, a Tiroi, a Kitche, a Mokim Kiddush, Shom Sheitara. So the Svasemis says, Takasha, why didn't you say Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? So according to this Taisvahs, this is not Shver at all. A Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is not Mechadish a Mitzvah. A Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is only Mechadish if I know that there's a Mitzvah side by side, and there's a Mitzvah someplace else, which one you are Magdal.